All right, we will now move to item 14, Pringle Ann acquisition for Mickelson Trail. And we have Mr. Matt Snyder with us. Welcome, sir.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Matt Snyder, Regional Super, Western South Dakota for Parks and Trails. So what we got in front of you today is a proposed land acquisition in the town of Pringle. And you might be sitting there saying, okay, why? Mickelson Trail has been around since the mid-80s. So a couple years ago, dealing with some things down in Pringle, it came to our attention that the current trailhead and the parking lot is on private land. So basically what happened when they set this up years ago in the mid-80s, it was owned by a company called MidCorp. They had a siding on the west side of the trailhead. Everything was fine. From my understanding, it was a handshake agreement that never got finalized. Moved forward to a few years ago, the company, the individual passed away. The company went into bankruptcy, is our understanding, and it went on a tax sale. Nobody knew it was for sale. An individual came and bought it, plunked a house down, put a mechanic building site on it now. And he didn't have a problem with us at first being there, thinking, well, we can share it. You know, we asked him, would you ever be willing to sell it? Went through an appraisal process. It wasn't enough money in his mind. So he's like, no, not interested. So what's happening now is he's moved more and more equipment, cars, he's a well driller into the parking area, and it's just, there's no place for the trail users to go anymore. The problem we have is our current cistern, our water cistern, our shelter and toilet were all on the right of way of the Mickelson Trail. So they could stay there, but there's no place for people to park. So working with the Pringle Township Board, they're like, well, there's some other opportunities here. There's some land here and here that could possibly, you know, be willing to create a trailhead. So those landowners came forth and said, yeah, we'd be interested in working with you. So we went through the appraisal process, and that's what you can see here. The green property up there now is kind of where the parking lot was and kind of where the current trailhead was. What we're looking to do is move down and purchase the orange piece of property there and that little blue triangle. The rest of that light tan is all Mickelson Trail right away. So it would basically incorporate all the property into the right of way under GF&P ownership is what we're looking at doing. So there's small parcels. The one parcel, the Morgan property is 0.43 acres. It consists of six lots within the town of Pringle, and that appraised for $37,500. So if you're from East River, you might think, wow, that's a lot of money. Well, in the Black Hills, that's not a lot of money anymore for property. The East Step property, the little triangle there, was 0.052 acres, and that appraised for $4,500. Basically, the way we would pay for this is the Mickelson Trail Trek every year generates money for the foundation. We run that through the Parks and Wildlife Foundation. So that money goes in the foundation for basically land acquisition purchases like this that we haven't had to do for quite some time, and then for trail bridge repair, redecking trail bridges and that. So we have the money within the foundation to be able to purchase this property if everything goes forward and as perceived right now. So that's where we're at with this. Like I said, we've talked to the Pringle Township Board. They're all in favor for this. They feel bad that nothing got solidified back in the 80s. And we're like, we understand. And understand the current landowner's position that, he has other ideas for his property. And so we're just looking for a way to get off of him, get to our own area, and have a trailhead. It is a quite popular area for people in the summertime to park there. They either go north up to Custer and beyond, or they'll go south down into Minnetonka and then eventually into Edgemont. So yeah, it is a popular area for people to stop and park and get on the Mickelson Trail. So I would stand by for any questions.
Questions for Matt or comments? So what would be the timeline that you'd like to see if we move forward with this?
We will start the public comment process now or get it out in the paper for public notice. We will send a letter to the county commission and let them know. I know there was a Custer County Commissioner that just happened to be at the town board meeting when staff were discussing this. So Custer County may already be aware of it, but we will send them a formal letter letting them know our intent and the reasons why. And then we also put it out in the public notice in the local Custer paper to let the public know what's going on and kind of why, and if they have any questions, who to contact. So, and then I believe, Jeff, we were looking at November to finalize it, where we'd bring a resolution and sign purchase agreements and all that before the commission for final approval to go ahead and purchase, and then have everything done probably by the end of December is what the goal would be.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is this in the city limits of Pringle?
Through the chair, Commissioner White, it is within the city limits of Pringle.
Okay. How is it zoned?
I believe right now, I want to say it would be zoned for, I don't believe it's commercial, I want to say it's zoned residential right now.
Okay.
Because they would have six lots, but I'm not sure what Pringle has really for zoning, because they're unincorporated, is my understanding.
Okay.
And I maybe would defer to Commissioner Bees being on the county commission. Am I right? And Pringle's an unincorporated town, and I don't know if they have a lot of...
Yeah. I guess I throw that out as a...
There is no zoning.
Okay. There is no zoning?
No.
Okay. That was anytime you purchase property like that, I was just wondering, sometimes you want to check the zoning prior to the transaction being completed, and I just double-checked on that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Bees here, it looks like that piece of property is smaller than the one that, if that whole green is in there, what we were using, is this size adequate, or do we need a little bigger spot, or do you feel that'll handle what we need?
Yeah, we were, through the chair, Commissioner Bees, that green portion is just the private ownership, but we weren't using all that. So basically what we're getting back is going to be plenty. You know, I mean, I think we're actually going to have more land there, because it ties into the rest of the right-of-way there that we could actually use as well. But there'll be enough sufficient property there to create the parking lot the size we need, comparable to what we have now. Enough room to move the toilet and the shelter and the cistern down there as well. So, yeah.
It'll be good.
Yes, it'll turn out really nice. So.
Very good. Additional comments, questions? Seeing none. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Look forward to hearing this in a month or so.
Okay.